My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's run it back with our good friend Ramona Shelburne of ESPN and find out what her perspective is. We trust her perspective. We value it. Hello, Ramona. How are you today?
What's up, Mark? How are you?
We are very, very good. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Okay, Ramona, you spent some time with Joe Lacob not too long ago. And my first question is, what is your sense with regard to the likelihood of another deal before the season starts?
I always think deals are hard. You know, I think they were really close on the Paul George trade, and it was just, I don't think the Clippers saw things the same way. I think they can pull off a Markkanen trade, but like you heard what Draymond Green said on his podcast too. You know, it's hard to trade with Utah. Utah, like Danny Ainge is really shrewd. The market for stars is really inflated because of what what Brooklyn got from Mikal Bridges. I think the Warriors need to be disciplined here. I think like marketing would be a great fit for them, but they just can't give them everything. I don't think we're going to really know until like August 5th or 6th. And I also think they're probably not the only team in on Markkanen, right? I think there's a sense that it's just the Warriors. I don't think so. I think there's three or four other teams that are calling Utah about that. And Utah, you know, they're smart. They're not going to just do something. They're going to wait until the absolute last possible when everyone makes their best and final, or one team tries to jump ahead and give them a whole lot. So if you want me to put a percentage, like, I don't know, what do you think, 20%? Just because deals are hard to pull off.
And what would you say is the percentage chance that Utah trades him to anyone? Are they reluctant to give him a long-term extension? And if so, do you really think that a move is coming before the August 6th deadline?
I don't think they're reluctant to give him an extension. I think there's been some question of whether or not they're, fully rebuilding, if they still want to keep him. My vibe has always been like, well, Utah and Lori would be happy to do the extension and like they could just stay. It's just they have gotten younger, you know? And so I know like that, you know, let's say they give him an extension, he could still be traded on February 6th, right? That's the way that timing works. My sense is, you know, Lori likes it in Utah. His kids are there. He's established there. He's happy. He's played well there. I don't think anybody in Utah, like between Markkanen and Utah, has to do anything. So I know they seem more motivated now than they have in the past, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it. You know, like I would put that at 40%. You know, like just because they really don't have to. It's just only if somebody makes them an offer they can't refuse.
Ramona, I want to go back to your comment about us hearing what Draymond said on Jeff Teague's podcast. I think most of our listeners did. Just a quick sort of encapsulation of that was Draymond said, I'm looking out for the team, not just what helps me now. And there was a deal on the table we were about to do, and I told them, don't do it. Are you saying that that was in reference to Markkanen?
I assume it was. I mean, what else would he be talking about? And I think there's other things the Warriors are trying to do, but nothing on the level where he would be commenting like that. It's not going to be some small potato trade, right? I mean, I think Markkanen is the biggest name out there. I mean, Brandon Ingram, I know that name has come up too. I don't see the Brandon Ingram thing, guys. Do you guys have other thoughts on that? I mean, he didn't play for Team USA. When he was on, when Steve Kerr coached him on the U.S. team, it didn't go well.
That's our understanding too. Right. Like our understanding is that the Warriors have not had much interest in Brandon Ingram, but you did say they're working on other things, huh?
Yeah, but I think that's more like in the future. I think they're positioning for the future on other big things.
Yeah,
it
does, and I wonder what that would entail, and also the idea of Brandon Podziemski being a part of any of these trades. If they are positioning for the future, wouldn't it feel like he would be more untouchable based on what his contract is for the Warriors?
Yeah. I mean, I said this on TV today, and I kind of misspoke because, I was like, well, Podziemski is younger. I mean, he and Kuminga are both 21, which is crazy, right?
Right.
But, like, Podziemski, I mean, he's younger in terms of league years, right? He was a rookie last year, and Kuminga's been in the league for 3 years already. In other words, Podziemski is not due for a big extension like Kuminga is. Kuminga's extension is, they could do it now or they could wait, and the whole play, they can play out the season. I think he would like to do it now, but, we'll see if they get that done. Usually those things happen around October. But to me, it's to me a higher upside, but he's got to be in the right system. You've got to put him in the right spot. I don't know if that's the Warrior system or not. Podziemski came out, he was ready-made NBA player. He's a little older, right? And you don't have to pay him anytime soon. That's not, the clock isn't ticking there. And so I think, a lot around the league, I asked Scott Perry this on TV today. I said, do you think Podziemski is more valuable in a way? Because of the years on his contract, right? And where he is in his NBA career versus Kuminga.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. So, Ramona, if you're saying the Warriors are kind of in the mode of jockeying and positioning to make a bigger move down the road, I wonder how that resonates with Steph Curry. He's spoken about the remainder of his career much more of late. He has not said anything that sounds threatening, but I'm interested by the fact that he's choosing to speak about it more often in public. What do you make of that?
I think, first of all, he's being asked, right?
Sure.
So, like, those questions are coming up because they lost Clay, and because, they didn't make the playoffs last year, et cetera, right? So he's doing interviews for the Olympics, but also for the, what's that show he's got coming out? On Peacock, the mockumentary, whatever, I forget what it's called, but I'm sure he's doing more interviews, and then people are asking that question because that's the question you want to ask Steph Curry. I don't think he's not subtweeting anyone. Right? Have you seen any Hourglass tweets come in from his account? I don't think he's there. I also think they did a good job recovering from the Klay Thompson situation. I like how they rebuilt. They got like three really good players. Anthony Melton's good. Kyle Anderson's good. Buddy Hield's good. They just, they turned the salary slot that they had for Clay into three solid guys. So I'm not saying that they're favorites to come out of the West or anything like that, but I think Steph's got to feel pretty good about that roster. Plus, you're going to see more, Moses Moody now. I think he takes a lot of those minutes as well.
In theory, it does feel like he might be the odd man out again, because now it feels like they have 12 guys for 10 rotation spots, and he kind of was that odd man out. Yeah. What's the likelihood, and take Markkanen out, but just the likelihood of a trade this late in the summer? Historically, does this really happen very often across the league?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Not historically, but okay, I can, two of them jump out of my mind. Dwight Howard was traded in the middle of August from Orlando to the Lakers. Remember that one? I only remember this because I was at a wedding and it was in August and I was flying to Europe afterwards for like what I thought was vacation. And I was like, what the heck, right? Kyrie was traded about the same time from Cleveland to Boston. Same thing. I was going on vacation. I was like in the air flying overseas and like landed to this news. So like, those are two that were late ones. And then obviously Dame Lillard last year in Portland and Boston, right?
And where were you traveling now last year? Were you off to Bali last year or somewhere exotic?
No, I don't go anywhere anymore. I don't have any.
Well, then it's not going to happen. I was sitting here thinking, those of us who want marketing, we need to put you on a plane.
Yeah, I know. I don't go anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I go to Disneyland, but it.
I get it. No, I get it.
That's how those are the ones I remember because it was ruined our vacations, right? But yeah, I mean, it does happen sometimes. You know, sometimes people need to get, the closer you get to training camp, the more there's a feeling like you should get something done and get the situation resolved. That happens. But I don't feel the same pressure on the market institution. Like, he's happy in Utah. He's happy to sign an extension there. Like, that's not like somebody's asked for a trade like Dame. You know, that's not, there's not a awkwardness to that. I think they're just listening and like getting information on everybody else and seeing who's really available. But there's other guys who might move throughout this season, especially as teams figure out what the second apron means to them and the new CBA means to them. And I think, like, I'll say this, after the Warriors lost out on Paul George, there was a sort of resignation, like maybe they need to keep their powder dry. Like maybe they just got to be patient. And they'll keep trying. They're going to keep doing stuff, but they're not going to overpay. And they're not going to do anything out of desperation. I definitely felt a sense of like they were going to stretch for Paul George, but there's a discipline there right now that I think you should look at everything they're doing with.
Ramona, what is your understanding on how the Andrew Wiggins situation might play out after all the talks they've had surrounding him?
Yeah. I mean, they just got to, you know, I think mentally it's going to be a big question. How does he feel coming back knowing his name was out there in trade talks all summer? But also, he's had two bad years in a row, right? Two subpar years. Ever since he got his contract, he hasn't played very well. And he's the only thing he can do is rebuild his value. I mean, I guess he could go down even more, but he's just got to play. You know, I don't know what else they can do. I mean, his salary helps them match in trades, but he's one of those, like right now with the way he's played and as much as on the field, they almost have to incentivize someone to take him. And that's never how you want to be trading someone, you know, especially somebody who's played well for you in the past, who you know is capable of doing a better job than he has the last couple of years.
And I guess the most attractive part of Wiggins on the market would be the fact that his contract isn't that much of a bad contract, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good contract, relatively speaking. But they still just got to get more production out of that spot. Like if you're 25-ish or something? I'm trying to remember the exact number. Guys like that, they got to be productive. Like, You can't have a guy making that much money not being productive, having subpar seasons. Like in this environment, this new CBA, like you can't miss on players that you commit to. And so that's why I think, like, overall, I think they're still in a pretty good place because, like, they got off the Jordan Poole contract. You know, that would be a hard one to trade right now, right? They actually got a pretty good deal looking back on that. You know, they have the Wiggins contract, but he has upside. He can get back to that level if he commits to it and if he can get back that you know, what he had during the 22 season when they won a championship and he was great and he was an all-star. And I, you know, the fact that he's not playing for Canada, I mean, they didn't want him to play, right? And he's not playing in the Olympics. He is working all this summer. Let's see if that helps, because, you know, he still has that ability, you know, that they paid him for. He's still former number one overall pick. They just got to get that version of him again.
Well, Ramona, that brings us to Jonathan Kuminga. You can't miss on guys you pay. So where do you think the organization sits on him at this time?
Would not surprise me if they got something done with him before the start of the year, but I don't think it's going to be an overpay. They got to be disciplined on the number. And, you know, if you look at just look at their recent history, when they did deals early, you know, they didn't, like, in other words, before they had to, the players signed for team-friendly contracts. You know, I think the Poole and Wiggins contract were relatively team-friendly, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, you know, based off what they were doing. At the time, we thought they were team-friendly, you know, based off their production from the year before. And so, you know, I think his side would really like to get something done because, you know, this is the first big contract outside the rookie contract, right? But he's still got something to prove. He showed a lot last year. I think he started to flash more consistency. They played him more. It was really, you know, he affirmed why they took him so high and why they've been so resistant to include him in any trade talks. You know, it seems always asked for Kuminga. And I know there's a lot of debate about whether he was in the Paul George deal or not. Best way I can say it is, he was never in it in an actionable way. Does that make sense?
It does.
In a way, right?
Love to hear more.
In an actionable way.
Okay. Well, what? Yeah.
More like theoretically. And what if we threw in Kuminga? Is that more the way you were hearing it?
No, more like they kept asking for Kuminga, right? The Clippers, obviously. And then at some point, there was a scenario where they had to consider. They were like, well, if we considered that, what would it look like? And I think there was some, you know, there was some in the back of their head. There was feedback from Paul George was like, well, don't give up too much because then I maybe don't want to come.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the best way to phrase that. So he was never in a way where like, oh, the Clippers could have said yes to that deal or the Warriors could have said yes. Never in an actionable way.
Was there a sense that you got that the Clippers were never going to trade him to the Warriors anyway based on the Ballmer-Lakob rivalry?
No, I did not get that sense. I really think it was that the Clippers were just... Why would they do that, right? Like, I know there's a rivalry there. The only people I think who hate each other that much are probably Matt Ishbia and Dan Gilbert, right? Like, those guys really don't like each other. But I think, like, that's just bad business, you know? And I really do think there were real conversations between those teams. And it was, you know, it was all in a way you know, I don't think it was the Clippers not wanting him to trade him to the Warriors. I don't think that. I think they just disagreed on what a good deal was. I think the Clippers said, we don't want to take back any money. Like, we want the picks, we want young players, and we want people that don't are not going to put us in that financial jeopardy. And so I think that's, you know, that financial jeopardy, like taking back a Wiggins contract or taking back Chris Paul. See, I misunderstood it too. I thought they could do the same thing with Chris Paul's contract that the Warriors ended up doing, which was waive him and it's like a get out of jail free card. But they would not actually have been able to do that without Chris's consent if they trade him to the Clippers, because he had the opportunity, you know, he could guarantee as much of that $30 million as he wanted to. But it still had to count on the books past a certain time. So I guess if Chris felt like giving the Clippers a huge break there, then they could do it. But that would have taken it. Why would he do that?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense for him. He would have been on their books to some extent and still put them in that same financial jeopardy.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Hey, real quick, just because we've referenced it a couple of times, Draymond Green saying too much is not a new subject around here, but when he goes on a podcast and I thought sort of made it sound like, yeah, the Warriors were about to make a big mistake until I told them not to. Like, how does that land with a new GM? He's got to hate that, don't you think?
Mike's pretty cool. he took that job eyes wide open. You know, everybody takes that job. Like, he was around before he took the job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they hired somebody from the outside and they're like, oh, God. I think Draymond's really smart, and he knows that nothing he says in that kind of anything that helps their leverage. If that's why they said no, it helps their leverage to know that Draymond and Steph are not going to compromise the future just to help themselves out today. Like, it's like the opposite of LeBron, right? LeBron is always putting pressure on the Lakers and tweeting things and, you know, and all that, which I think hurts their leverage in every trade. Because everybody feels like, oh, you have to make a trade to keep LeBron happy.
That's an interesting point. That's a very, very interesting point. I hadn't thought about it that way. So that's interesting. Hey, Momo, thank you.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Okay. Ramona Shell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!